You're listening to SarasotaDog.com, audio edition, The Daily Bone.
Welcome to Sarasota Dog. This is the audio edition, and I'm delighted to be talking with Mark Schambauer today. He's with Canine Corral, Dog Supply and Obedience Center here in Sarasota. And Mark is very involved with the rescue groups around town. So thanks for joining us, Mark. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm doing good, Mary Lou. How are you doing?
Good. I'm really glad that you could talk to us. I think that most people know the Canine Corral as a training center and also a place where you can stop by and pick up dog food. But the story behind the story is that both you and Jeffrey are involved with the shelters in town. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, we've always been involved in rescuing dogs. I've always had a dog that's been fostered and or adopted from like the Humane Society or Animal Services. One of the things in incorporating the Canine Corral, we're a family pet training center and, of course, supply store. And most of your pets, your family pets, if they don't come from a breeder, they come from a shelter or they come from some sort of a rescue group. And we wanted to make sure in volunteering at some of the different places in town, we hated seeing pets that were adopted coming back.
Right.
So what we decided is one of the things that we would offer is anybody that adopts a pet from a nonprofit rescue, whatever it may be, as long as it's a nonprofit rescue or Animal Services, which is the county,
mm-hmm.
we offer a free post-adoption session to get that dog acquainted to the new home, make sure all the wrinkles get ironed out, and try to make it so that there's an easy transition so the dog doesn't go back to the shelter.
Right. And in your experience, Mark, in working with families who have adopted a dog, how much time do you have to spend really working on the people to bring them sort of into the dog's world as opposed to necessarily dog training?
Well, if you're talking about like our post-adoption, we usually keep that at an hour, and within an hour you can actually really get the people to figure out, you know, you got to think like a dog, know the breed of the dog that you have to understand their instincts. You know, if you've got a terrier, you've got a hunter, you've got a retriever, that's going to bring you things back. Understand what the dog is like before you bring it into the house. And if you do, make sure you understand what your dog's instincts are. I find that in a six-week course, like an obedience class that we have at the Canine Corral,
right.
we are working for the first 4 weeks, nothing but just getting the people to understand how to interact with their dog.
Right.
That's usually the big thing, is just understanding that it's the people more than the dog itself, because the dog wants to obey and it wants to do things for the people, but the people have to understand how to go about doing that, and that's what we do in the classes.
Right. You know, I went through that personally. Most of our listeners know I have two dogs. One's a Shetland Sheepdog. He's 16. And bringing him home was like, you know, bringing home a little Einstein. And when I adopted my Shepherd Husky mix, I was expecting that he would be as sort of in tune with me as my Sheltie was, and it just ain't that way. And I had to adapt a whole different stance and tone of voice, and, you know, now at two, I'm still working on it. So I think...
Different dog, different temperaments, different ways that you have to handle each dog when you found that out.
Right. So, like, if I... In a perfect world, let's say that you could advise someone, and let's say that I'm a working parent with two kids and I'm going out to look for a dog. Is there any type of specific mix that would make sense for my lifestyle?
Well, I'll tell you, if you have a high-energy family, which generally is if you have children, I would say any kind of a lab mix.
Right.
Yellow lab mix. They're always good family dogs. If you want... Yeah, you know, you've got a sheepdog, you said. Certain breeds do better with children than not. If you have children, I'd stay away from the chow breeds.
Mm-hmm.
breeds that typically herd, border collies will herd a child, and I mean herd, H-E-R-D.
Right.
That doesn't mean that it's a bad mix, but usually I would prefer that you, when you get the herding dogs, kids should be over 10 years old, and they should understand that that is a dog that has a job to do.
Right.
You can never really go wrong with a lab. Labs are good old dogs. I always recommend them for families if they're not really sure what kind of dog to get. Smaller dogs, the King Charles is a good dog, Cavalier, a nice quiet dog. I think they're very good with children. When you get in some of the smaller ones, smaller terriers, you have to be careful with smaller children because of the whole hunting instinct and that sort of thing.
Right.
To answer your question, get a good old lab. That's what I would suggest.
Right. And then another thing that I think that people kind of overlook or don't put up in high priority is exercise. And I know, you know, that phrase, a tired dog is a good dog. but sometimes it's hard to imagine, you know, how much exercise a particular dog might need. And so for me, with my Shepherd Husky, I mean, we're talking about a pretty heavy-duty hour for him to feel like he's, you know, spent. So what do you think about...
Really work out.
Yes, exactly. So for a lab puppy, are we sort of in the same range, about an hour a day?
Yeah, you're going to have a higher energy dog, especially when they're young. As they get older, obviously they get mellower, but the labs, they love the water, they love to retrieve things, they love, you know, the tennis ball, going for walks. But the thing is that with a lab, you have to have it controlled, and that means obedience from day one.
Right.
If you don't control your lab, you're going to run into some problems, just like if you don't control any dog, but like a border collie. A border collie needs a job to do. And if you don't give that dog a job to do, boy, it's going to figure something out to do, and that's when they wind up getting in trouble. Because people get a dog and they don't realize the energy level. They don't give them things to do. Dog gets in trouble, then the dog's bad, then it goes back to the shelter, and those are the kinds of things I don't like.
And that's where you and Jeffrey step in again, right, Mark, with your rescue work?
Yes. Now, we do a post-adoption after anybody that adopts a dog from a rescue, like I said. We give a free post-adoption. Come to the Canine Corral. We get you settled in. I've had situations, a couple from Animal Services, a couple from different nonprofits, where people have actually returned the dog back to the shelter or the foster of the smaller organization. And brought the dog to the corral, and they've actually kept the dogs after that, and they've worked out great.
Right.
So sometimes when the people return the dog or they're thinking about returning the dog, like Tammy from Animal Services will say, you know, just why don't you go give Mark a call and meet with them and see if it's something that can be fixed. And 9 out of 10 times it can be fixed. There's that 1% of the time that these people really just don't want this dog. And in
right.
that case, I'd prefer the dog to be in another home. But those other 9 times, it's the dog is pulling, you need to put an easy walk harness or a gentle leader on it, dog needs a job to do, maybe we're having some potty issues, just things that can be annoying but can be fixed. And that
right.
way, usually when people leave our post-adoption, they're smiling and they feel pretty good about, you know, going forward with keeping the dog.
That's
and that
awesome.
Makes me feel good, of course, and Jeffrey.
Of course.
And it's
well,
just one of those things, you know, we see too many. We have 2 fosters at the corral right now. Both of them were set to be euthanized. We fostered them. We're not a foster facility. We're a dog training facility. But you get these pleas, you know, please to come help us. Can you foster this dog? And sometimes if you got the room, you know, if you're a family and you don't know for sure if you want a dog or not, go to one of the rescues and foster a dog for a month or two and give it a test run and see how it works out. You might wind up keeping the dog.
That's a great idea, Mark. Great idea. By the way, I met one of the dogs that you're fostering. I think it's Bear.
Oh, is he a sweetheart?
He is a sweetheart, and the idea, you know, that this dog was given up was just really heart-rending. And, you know, here's a dog that's less than 2 years old, wanted nothing more than to play and be loved. He's really cute. If you send me a picture of him, I'll put him up on the website, and maybe we can find a forever home for him.
Yeah, he's a doll. He's a little on the thin side. The first thing, Jeff, when he said, you know, we were going to foster him, I come in, and Bear's there by himself. You know, the place was empty. I put a pizza in the oven, and we shared a pizza.
Great.
We had a good old first breakfast.
But, that's awesome.
He's a good dog. He's a really good dog. And a lot of times, and most of the times, the fosters are good dogs. Some dogs have issues. Some can be dealt with. Some can't. But that all works itself out. The idea is that it's nice if we can keep the good dogs from being euthanized. And that's really ultimately what this whole foster program is about. Keeping them in the home, getting them adopted, and making sure they don't go back to the shelter and ultimately possibly be euthanized. We don't want that to happen.
Right. Well, Mark, we appreciate everything you're doing to help the dogs around Sarasota, and I want to thank you for joining us on the audio edition of Sarasota Dog.
Oh, Mary Lou, thanks for having me, and keep us in mind if you need anything, if anybody out there has a dog you're having an issue with, whether it's a rescue or not, give us a call. We can hook you up with a class or give you some advice and stop in and see our store.
That sounds great. And by the way, Canine Corral is on the doggy directory on sarasotadog.com, so all the contact information is there. So thanks again, Mark.